And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I had dinner at a mate's place a few nights ago, and I discovered something so incredibly wild that I had to bring it to the table.
Was it about tiramisu by any chance?
No, it wasn't. No. We didn't have dessert. A couple of beers and a nice roast. Roast beef.
Yeah. Oh, I love it when someone chucks on a roast beef.
I know, right?
It's the one that never gets up. But our friends do it. The Norths do it all the time, our mates. And I love a roast beef.
Anyway, so this guy's a meat guy. So he's worked around meat before. And so he's sort of got an interest. So he's got a fridge. And instead of having a beer fridge out in the back in his shed, he's got a fridge that he's like taking the shelves out. And he's got like a grating in there. And then he hangs the roasts for a beer. Like that sort of. And he did a pork one where the crackling was extra good because he'd hung it. And so then he did the beef, right?
Yeah.
Delicious. Great. It's the kind of guy, you go to his house, right, and he's got sharp knives.
Yeah.
You know, but he's not a chef. You know, those guys.
And you're sort of like, okay, why do you need this?
This is my mate that could dismantle an animal at 10 paces.
Well, see, that's okay.
Used to work at the abattoir.
Yeah, I could tell. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, they put out this roast and it was delicious.
Mm.
And we're sitting around and we're sort of having some. And I was like, oh, I've got to have some more of this. What is this? This is amazing. It's like, oh, yeah, there was one from the fridge. I hung it and blah, blah, blah. I was, yeah, nah, you've done a great job. And I was like, and what is this gravy? Now, I'm mates with the couple, right? So, in fact, I was mates with her first.
Yeah.
And we were talking. So she's worked in hospo for a long time, worked in restaurants and stuff. Doesn't work in there now, but knows all the tricks of the trade.
Never lose the skills.
No,
from hospo.
That's right. Knows all the inside information.
Yeah.
And knows which gravy the good restaurants use.
Oh.
Yeah.
They make their own, don't they?
No, maybe some of them do, but generally no.
But they've got all those juices there.
Yeah, well, they would probably add it. I don't know. But ain't nobody got time for that.
Of course they've got time for it. That's how you make gravy.
Maybe the real fancy restaurants do it, but like a good, like just even a pub sort of thing, they're not making gravy, mate. They don't have time for that.
Mate, the world is grim enough. Are you telling me
parmies,
gravy
they got parmies to smash out.
Box gravy.
Yeah. Maggi rich beef.
Stop it.
Maggi rich beef is the one. This is an insider.
The giant tub. The giant tub.
Yeah, but you can't buy it at the supermarket, can you? Where have you seen the giant tub?
Because I used to work. I've seen it. You walk through kitchens and sometimes you're like, oh, they're using that as a bucket. Wow, why would they have that?
Because they use it as the gravy. And it's good. That's why they do it, because it's good, right? But it's one that you can't buy in the supermarket and take home.
You can't buy it in a pack either.
You can't, the pack that looks like a little jug?
Yeah,
none of that gear. So Maggi rich beef is the one. They use it in restaurants.
$31 on Amazon currently for a tub.
Yes, right?
And $31.
And that's how they get it. They love gravy. And so, and they're like, oh, we can't get it in stores. Well, that's where I usually stop, right? I'm usually like, I bloody love gravy, but it's not the supermarket. Well, I'll get this one instead.
Yeah.
I'll get a peppercorn sauce, whatever. You know, go about my life. No, not my friends. They were like, well, that's not good enough. Oh. I'm going to go find it and I'm going to buy it in big ass bulk. And so they buy it off eBay and they have gravy sent to their house and delivered to their doorstep, a big tub of gravy.
This is like 2 kilos worth of gravy.
Yeah.
400 serves, it says here.
Yeah.
400.
Yeah. And then they keep it at their house until they run out. And you know what they do after that? They go to eBay and they buy more.
That's insane.
I mean, they love their meat.
But these are meat people.
They're meat people.
But if they're roasting, don't you just put flour and do whatever meat people do and you make great? Everything is a lie.
Everything is a lie.
This is the Matrix. Nothing is real. We're all just under this big curtain of lies.
Rich beef, it's called. Maggi rich beef. And you
rich
too,
gravy mix. I've got it here. Yeah. Oh, my.
You can have that delivered to your house. Like some sort of psychopath.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You've got a mate who's a meat guy and his partner is a former hospo gal, right? So you went over their house and you had this delicious roast beef and the gravy was so succulent. You're like, wow, how did you make this? Obviously from all the juices, and what's the special ingredient in this gravy?
Yeah. And they're like, nah. Nah, it's just called Maggi Rich Gravy or Maggi Rich Beef, whichever, something like that. Anyway, they love it so much. And then they said, it's the one the restaurants use.
And I was shocked by that because I thought restaurants would be, you know, they've got access to all the juices.
Yeah.
You know, they're always cooking the meats and stuff. Why wouldn't they make their own gravy?
Yeah.
But you notice every time you go into the back of a restaurant, they're mopping with a Maggi bucket.
Yeah.
That I now realise is that gravy bucket.
That's right. So they, you can't buy it at the supermarket. So they went to the supermarket. They realised you couldn't buy it there and they didn't stop there. See, that's I'm the little lemming that gets to the wall and goes boop and turns the other way and walks away.
Yeah, I'll just grab a packet meat, whatever they've got.
Yeah, exactly.
One of those small servings.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. Went online, found it on eBay. Buy it bulk, get it dropped off at the doorstep. Get home from work. Oh, there's me gravy.
It's 2 kilos worth of gravy that you can buy.
Yeah.
And it seems here, I mean, we can see it on Amazon. They buy it on eBay. About 400 serves of gravy.
Incredible. Crazy.
But
wild.
You can't buy it here.
No. Or can you? Tony's in Cario. Morning, Tone.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. What do you know about this restaurant exclusive gravy?
It's not that exclusive. So Campbell's down in Breakwater has it in stock at all times.
Oh. Yeah.
And Catapult Butchers brings it in and out down in Cario Village every now and then.
Okay.
Good crew at both of those spots
Campbell's and Cut Above.
Cut Above.
Okay, Tone, thanks for that. We've got, can you believe, a full board of callers.
Yeah.
Adam from Grovedale. Adam, are you wanting to say the same thing?
Yes, Marshalltown Road in Grovedale at IGA sell it as well.
Are you a big fan?
I am a massive fan.
Yeah. Right. Adam, is it the big tub or do they sell it in a small size?
Nah, it's a big 2 kilo one.
Do you know off the top of your head what you're paying for it?
$36.
$36.
Wow.
But you get the convenience of not having to wait sort of for it
to
be
delivered. Yeah, exactly. And shop local, you know?
Absolutely.
Keep $6 here.
Yeah, especially with IGAs.
Why wouldn't you?
Brilliant. All right. Thanks. So IGA Grovedale. Thanks for the tip, Adam. Appreciate that.
So we've got Cut Above, Campbell's, IGA Grovedale.
And speaking of Grove, Chris is in Ocean Grove. Hey, Chris, do you know where this gravy is obtainable on the Bellarine?
You usually find it always in a small independent, like IGA's, mate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember Vines Road sells it last time I saw it.
In Hamlin
Vines
Heights?
Vines Road, IGA.
Yeah, right.
Are you upset that your secret gravy has been released onto the world now?
No. Gravy's gravy.
Yeah. That's so true.
My mum makes a better gravy.
Oh, does she? All right.
It's all gravy, baby.
I think Maggie would have something to say about that. good on you, Chris. Okay, so Vines Road, IGAs. It looks like it's an IGA thing.
Yeah. And Cut Above. Campbell's.
Cut Above. Go see the team at Cut Above. They're wonderful there and cry. So, Eugene, how you said, are you annoyed that your gravy secret's been revealed?
Mm.
That's what, when I said to these, my friends, I was like, you get gravy delivered to your house? That is wild. I'm obviously talking about that on the radio. And they're like, oh, no, you're going to tell everyone about our gravy.
It's a special recipe gravy.
We're not going to be able to get it anymore.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I have been covered in a rash for like a month now.
I know.
It sucks. Remember when I wrote your name in my arm?
Yeah.
Right? That's not normal, I found. And when I was a kid...
Sorry, for context, she just dragged her nail across her arm to write Tom and then it blew up as red, yeah.
It blew up in hives, yeah. And we put a photo online. But I've had allergies since I was a kid.
Mm.
And so I used to just be one big hive.
Yeah.
You know? And so Mum would have to put all the creams and that on me and baby. I would have to get, you know, towels from the fridge and wrap them around my arms and my legs
and use special sunscreen
and all that type of stuff.
You were allergic to the sun for a while, weren't you?
Yeah, that's what they thought.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you go to like a music festival or something and everyone's having fun, but I'm like wrapping myself in towels because I would get just really bad hives. Anyway,
really?
Thought I grew out of it.
Mm.
But something has gotten me in the last month. And so there's a guy that I go to for like my allergy stuff.
Yeah.
And he's helped me in the past. But he's up at like the Epworths in Melbourne, right?
Oh, he's a proper guy. He's a proper, like a Jan Juck sort of top of a mountain.
No.
Shaman sort of an arrangement.
And so I'm like, okay, can I have an appointment,
rub
please?
This on you. Okay. Yep.
Please. And see, the problem is that with all the scratching of like there's some blister situations and there's some I've hurt myself a little bit. Do you know what I mean? With all my scratching.
You scratched yourself, yeah.
Scratched myself raw.
Oh, mate.
Raw dogged myself.
Oh, don't say that. That's disgusting.
Anyway, so as you can see, I've got a bit going on my arm at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's my chest. It's my chest. You want to touch
don't
it?
Don't pull your collar down, mate.
The thing is,
we don't do that here.
I know. So as you know, I'm not much for showing skin. But today, normally I'd go into this guy's office and he's like 80 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
But they only had a telehealth and I'm like, that's perfect because I can't be bothered driving and I've got things to do and whatever.
Of course.
Right? So this is going to be the first time that I have a telehealth and I'm going to have to
get nude.
Yeah. On a FaceTime.
Right.
And I know people do that. And if you do that for sexual reasons, that's awesome. But I never have. And you know that the only nude images of me in existence,
it's a mole map.
It's a mole map.
Yeah.
And I think about them and think, oh God.
As opposed to, no, don't.
No, come on. And so.
That was close.
I could tell where you were going. So, and then once again, that's no shame. I love it. If people want to get new, I'm just another type of person. I can't deal with the stress.
Of course.
Of knowing those images are out there for me. So I've never done that.
So I imagine,
and now I'm going to have to FaceTime this guy.
I don't want to imagine it, but if I had to imagine how it's going to go down, you're going to have the laptop on the coffee table and he's going to like dial in and you're going to be sitting there naked.
Do I start in bra and undies?
I think completely nude.
No. I don't start it.
I think that's how all good Zoom meetings start.
For efficiency, you reckon?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to start with clothes and then I'm going to say, Do some more.
Do it slowly. No, I don't think he wants you to do that.
No, I don't think either. So
the other thing is, you know how when you're on a Zoom and you have the blurry background, is there a filter that you can have the blurry foreground so that the background is clear? He can see your lounge room, but he can't see you.
He needs to see my hives in high def. High def, and it's all over me.
So you're going to have, you're obviously not going to use your work laptop then, because if you've high def, it needs to be some sort of like high quality camera. He's not going to be able to see anything on your laptop. Anyway, so you're going to have it on the coffee table, and he's going to dial through. And
he's a professional. Like, this is nothing for him.
No, exactly. You're going to be nude.
I'm not going to be nude.
And then he's going to say, hello, Lauren. Does he have an accent? Hello, Lauren.
No.
No, damn it.
He doesn't have an accent.
Stuhl. So he's going to do that. And then you're going to go, oh, sorry, let me just turn the TV down. You're going to stand up, look for the remote, and then realize it's down the back of the couch.
Oh, mate, come on.
Bend over, pick up the remote. Turn around and he's not going to be there. He's going to have fallen off his chair.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.